Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You, and thank you for taking the time to join us today. My name is Kim Brooks Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, and I'm delighted to be your host. Our topic today is about Healthy Peoria. Healthy Peoria is an innovative, collaborative project that pairs physical activity programs with healthy eating as a way to address the issues surrounding food insecurity and obesity. The collaborative brings health-based organizations together to share resources and expertise to promote programs that target communities at risk. The project is funded by the Peoria City County Health Department and includes community partners Gifts in the Moment Foundation, Holt Center for Healthy Living, and the Greater Peoria Family YMCA. So here to talk about our program today, we have three special guests. So let me introduce them to you. We have Dr. Kim Keenan, the co-founder and co-director of Gifts in the Moment Foundation. It's also called GITM. So if you hear that during the program, GITM, you'll know what that stands for. Kim has special expertise working in community education and social work, as well as education programming, clinical supervision, research, and grant writing. We also have Susie Harrington in the studio with us today. She is the grants coordinator with the Holt Center for Healthy Living. Susie is a health educator with experience in interactive health education on topics including nutrition, physical fitness, and healthy living concepts. And we also have Paul Larson, and he is the senior program director for the Greater Peoria Family YMCA. Paul has over 11 years experience in the fields of education, recreation, and ministry. So welcome to the show, the three of you. It's great to have you on board today.
Thanks for having us, Kim.
Okay, before we get going, and I think, Dr. Keenan, we're going to focus this question for you first. Can you please explain what is GITM, which again also stands for Gifts in the Moment Foundation?
Yes, the GITM Foundation's mission is to promote equal access to good foods while supporting the lives of all of our local growers. GITM includes four community gardens, primarily those on the South Village of Peoria, school-based nutrition education, and this will be our fourth year of having an urban farmers market. In the past 4 years, we've been spearheading major community food projects in order to improve accessibility to fresh and locally grown produce, especially in our food desert areas.
Now, what do you mean by food desert areas? Just to clarify.
Food desert areas are geographic locations where you don't have full access to a full grocery store, or at least it's not within proximity that the residents can get to, especially people who may have transportation issues.
Right. And it might be like a gas station that has food. I mean, that would not be a full grocery store, but that might be what they have available.
Yes, that is exactly right. Your convenience stores may be there, but you're not having a use of a full grocer like a Kroger's or a Schnucks. That's exactly right. Over the past 3 years, through the use of our urban farmers market, we've been able to give away about 17,000 pounds of produce to those areas. And really, this year marks the first introduction to the mobile fresh food van, which is improving the accessibility to fresh produce and fruits to those areas. This van will act as a mobile farmers market. In essence, and we'll have weekly fresh food stops. There are five here in Peoria. In addition to the mobile market, there'll be free community nutrition cooking classes that'll be offered at host sites and nutrition that'll come from the mobile van itself.
Okay. Now, do you handle those cooking classes yourself?
We have educators that we work with.
Okay.
I am not one of those because I am not well-skilled that way.
I am not either.
You bring in the people.
Yeah. You know, I think that's why our first name is both Kim. No, I'm kidding.
It might be. Yeah. I'm a good eater.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Yeah, it does. It does. So now, what about Healthy Peoria? What is that program?
Yeah, Healthy Peoria is a collaborative. We had worked, these three particular organizations had worked together prior through a CDC, a community transformation grant. Mm-hmm. And it was through that work that when that ended, that the Peoria County City Health Department was really wanting to take a look at how we're going to make this work in an initiative. How are we going to put this to actual work in the community? Now, why these three particular organizations is really because there's expertise and knowledge and resources that they bring forward. Ours happens to be in fresh food access, but Hope Center for Healthy Living and as also the YMCA is really looking at improving activity levels for the children in those areas, probably our more target areas, which what we're talking about is 61603, 61605 zip codes. Mm-hmm. So that would be your South Village and your East Bluff areas.
Right. And there is a lot of obesity. I mean, there's a lot of obesity everywhere.
Correct.
But because there's not the fresh food and things like that available.
Yeah. And that's sort of the misunderstanding, I think. And I'll include myself in that bucket, is that we believe that obesity is from overeating. And really the reality of it is eating items of food that have very low nutrition value.
Right.
And we know that locally about 40% of adults report either being overweight or obese. So those are just adult numbers. We also know that history is telling us that this will be the first time in modern history that the generations coming up won't live as long as us.
I believe that.
Because of some of the lifestyles that we've sort of raised them with, for lack of a better way of saying that. So activity levels have fallen away.
Yes.
The way that we're eating has gone away. And so this collaborative is really taking a look at marrying the two areas of fresh food access with activity levels for children so that we can really bring about some innovative and creative solutions to this pretty complex social problem.
Right. And you make a good point. So why are these particular agencies part of the collaboration?
Because they all three have a certain expertise and years of experience behind them, not to mention the resources that they bring forward. So for instance, you know, and I'll let the other two organizations kind of speak for their own, but our organization has about 50 active partnerships. Now, these are other organizations. So a collaborative is in the truest sense of the word, is working not just alongside of each other, but working in a way that brings what you have forward as well. So really, in, once you get into the work, it should feel like less energy is spent,
right?
While better efficient use of resource.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a true partnering.
And, oh, yeah, in the truest sense of the word.
Which I think that you all bring. So now, Paul, you are the senior director of the Greater Peoria Family YMCA, the program director, excuse me. Now, how does your role play in this program and what does the project hope to accomplish?
Sure. The Y has three causes, and that's youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. So that was really, we saw this as an opportunity to meet all three of those objectives. And in addition to that, we were looking at those targeted areas that Kim spoke about in those zip codes of reducing obesity by 5% for the adults and for kids. In addition to that, while increasing knowledge and behavior in those areas around nutrition and physical activity.
And at this point, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to be right back. My name is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, and today we are talking about Healthy Peoria. And our guests are Dr. Kim Keenan, Susie Harrington, and Paul Larson. We'll be right back.
No matter whom you are or your age, you should help yourself to health.
Take a walk every day. Skip the fries and go for the apple. Drink plenty of water. Learn to dance. Turn off the TV. Hit those stairs, baby. Ride a bike. Choose non-fat milk. And let's just say it, salad. Whew! Takes more time to suggest healthy choices than it does to make them. So make a few today. Bye-bye, obesity.
Help yourself to health, no matter who you are. A message from your Peoria City County Health Department.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically-related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
And welcome back to Healthy You. This is Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, serving the greater Peoria metro area. And today we are talking about Healthy Peoria, and we're going to dive right back into this very interesting program, which is being brought to you by three different groups in the Peoria area. It's the Gifts in the Moment Foundation, also referred to as GITM. We have the Holtz Center for Healthy Living, and also to the Greater Peoria Family YMCA. And Susie, you are the grants coordinator with the Holtz Center for Healthy Living. So what is your role in the project, and who does the project hope to reach and how?
My role in the project is to provide grant management for the Holtz Center's program components, which is the CATCH programming at our summer site and at our school sites. And I'll be working with the educators at the Holtz Center to develop and coordinate CATCH programming at our summer site and our pilot sites. CATCH stands for Coordinated Approach to Child Health. And really with this project, we're hoping to reach adults and youth residing in Peoria County 61603, 61605 zip codes, as Kim explained earlier. These zip codes, of course, are being targeted for their higher rates of obesity and because of the food desert seen there. Mm-hmm. And in order to reach these individuals for the project, we're taking a community approach. So we're targeting youth through CATCH programming to be delivered in schools in those zip codes and organizations. And then we're going to be reaching adults through the mobile food van through GITM and cooking classes, along with community events and school events such as back-to-school nights and through schools' PTOs. And the CATCH program itself also has a home team program in which youth are assigned home-based learning activities related to physical fitness and healthy eating. And they basically take these home and carry them out with their parents and their families. So we're trying to kind of reach the families in that aspect too. So really it's just coming alongside the community in those areas and bringing to them nutrition and physical fitness and all the resources that they need to take a more active stance in their health.
Mm-hmm. It's really getting the parents involved that's going to make this be a go, isn't it?
Yes.
Because it seems that, I mean, parents drive everything. So it's great you're doing this outreach. Now, quickly, when you were talking about youth, what age groups do you plan on hitting with this?
The schools that we're going to be working with, one of them is a K through 6 and one of them is a K through 8.
Okay.
And then our summer site can see anywhere from ages 3 to 13. So really trying to hit a very broad spectrum of youth.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's also an age where they're more impressionable in many ways, that once they learn early, they can start incorporating this into their life. And you hope so, you know, coming in and setting this role example. So let's talk a little bit more about what each organization will be doing and, you know, particularly in focusing again on kind of your role. So, Kim, we'll start with you on GITM, you know, just kind of right. A quick overview of how you'll be playing into this.
Yeah, GITM will have the mobile fresh food van that will be making stops in those two zip code areas. So Harrison Homes, Taft Homes, the supermarket park on Western and Marquette. There's two additional stops that will be made within Peoria, but not within those two zip codes at Epic and CWTC. But those fresh food stops really act as a mobile farmer's market. Mm-hmm. Where you can come to the van and purchase fresh food items by link or SNAP card, which is used to be considered the old food stamps.
Okay.
In addition to, and this has been the blessing of having the other partnerships brought to the table, is that the city of Peoria really did spearhead an initiative that we were fortunate to be a part of, in which they donated shares, which are boxes of produce for families in need.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been able to ask families in those areas to apply for what they call shares, which are full boxes of produce every week, 22 weeks of the season.
Wow.
And those boxes will be picked up at those stops as well.
Mm-hmm.
Working closely with the housing PHA and trying to hit as many families, like Susie was saying, trying to really embed what we're doing into the family. And reaching them through schools, through other organizations, through events, and through housing as mm-hmm. well. So when those vans pull up at the fresh food stop, they'll have an actual sign. It'll look like a bus sign. It'll say fresh food stop every Wednesday, 8 to, you know, 3 o'clock, however it is that it's set up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick up any produce, but we also will have nutrition education from the van.
Mm-hmm.
And so we also work with Bradley University's dietetic program. interns help in being able to give out information on the produce of the week. What's fresh, how to prepare it, how to freeze
mm-hmm. it. So you have like handouts on how to cook something?
Yeah, the benefit, and that'll be a part of the collaborative as well as a newsletter. There'll be a weekly newsletter that'll be dispersed through the events that we'll be doing, through the catch programming, as well as the mobile fresh food van that'll mm-hmm. highlight the produce of the week, easy recipes that you can make that will be less than $4. It'll also highlight the events that catch will be doing throughout the course of the summer programs in the fall once we get back into school. Mm-hmm. And there'll also be the Growing It Forward program mm-hmm. that'll be on there so that you'll know coming to the van that you can also collect free produce.
Wow. I think that is just so dynamic. My hat's off to you for doing that. That is great. Now, Susie, let's talk a little bit about the Holt Center for Healthy Living and, of course, your role in things. But can you just share with us briefly what the Holt Health Center does?
Absolutely. The Holt Center is a 501c3 nonprofit. We serve the Central Illinois area through adult and youth education programming, specifically health-related, so nutrition, physical fitness, drug prevention, sexual health, all of those topics are covered through our adult and youth classes. We also have senior programming that goes on. We have a program called Encore that does senior events every month. And we also have cancer programs and services. We have another location that's out at Route 91. And we offer nutrition counseling. We offer regular counseling for somebody who's going through cancer or who is a survivor mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. wants to receive services afterwards. We have healthy living classes. So we're more than just youth education. We
right.
do a lot of different things in the community mm-hmm. with different age groups.
Mm-hmm. You know, this kind of dates me, but back in the day, I was with the Junior League of Peoria when all that was opening up. And I have to mention Patty Bash.
Everybody knows
yeah,
Patty.
Yeah, love Patty. So she's been very integral in that. So hello, Patty, if you're listening.
Yeah.
That's great. So tell me a little bit more about what your group is going to be doing with this program.
So the Holt Center is going to be delivering the CATCH program. Now, there's a different CATCH program that Paul's going to be talking about a little bit, but we're employing our in-school CATCH program. And CATCH, again, it stands for Coordinated Approach to Child Health. It's an evidence-based program that's designed to promote physical activity and healthy food choices in elementary and middle school age children.
Mm-hmm.
And really what it is it's a holistic approach to child health promotion as it targets multiple aspects of the school environment. So we're working with the school administration, working with classroom teachers, child nutrition services, physical education teachers, and the broader school community. And ultimately, the program is really a model for school climate change that brings the school community together to teach youth and adults to be healthy through trainings, education, promotion, and policy change. So mm-hmm. it really is a climate change, so to speak, for the school.
And it's going to have to be a real buy-in.
Absolutely.
To make this successful.
Absolutely. Well, the CATCH program has been around for over 20 years now, and they've had a lot of success with it. They've done lots of studies to show that it's successful at decreasing youth fat consumption, increasing physical activity in children and adolescents, increasing fruit and vegetable consumption, and even having a positive impact on student standardized test scores. So it's been around for a long time, and
mm-hmm.
it's actually in quite a few places all over Illinois. So now we're bringing it here to Peoria through this.
Mm-hmm.
collaboration.
Right.
So the Holt Center will be implementing CATCH this summer at the Boys and Girls Club. And then starting in the fall, we'll be working with Glen Oak Community School and we'll be working with Harrison Community Learning Center to implement CATCH there.
Mm-hmm. That's terrific. And you know, too, I mean, I know that these groups are targeted because of, for various reasons, you know, lack of to produce, things like that. But obesity is everywhere. And I was with a couple of friends the other night and we were talking about when we were growing up, there were maybe one or two really heavy children in the class. And now you see a variety. But, of course, we were very active, too. And I grew up on a farm, so I was really active, probably compared more to my city slicker friends. But still, you saw a lot more activity, and you saw hopefully better eating habits because there wasn't all the prepackaged things that now is available. And I think that's what a lot of these kiddies are getting into. And if they're not supervised, you know, that's what they have and that's what you're going to try and help with. Now, Paul, next we're going to talk to you about your role again with what you'll be doing. But let's back up a bit and talk about the YMCA. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are like, oh, yeah, the YMCA has been around forever. There was a big song, YMCA. Right. Right. But could you share what your organization does? And I need a gong, I think. My guests are going to gong me here, Nelson. Anyway.
Yeah, the Y has been around in Peoria for over 160 years, so we have done a lot of things around health. Obviously, most people think of it as a gym, but we are more than a gym. We do provide programming for families, whether that's after-school childcare in our school sites, camp, sport programs, a lot of our health classes we have, personal training, as well as volunteering in the community. We also are a nonprofit organization, so we do a lot of giving back, helping out at food banks, giving donations back to the area organizations in town that are human service-based organizations. So that's really what we've been doing for the last past 160 years. Mm-hmm. And we are located on the northwest side of town. A lot of people don't know where we are. We're in the off of Willow Knolls Drive, so we're kind of tucked back in there. We are there behind where the all the car dealerships are. So that's where the Y is roughly located. A lot of people look for us. We used to be downtown, but we're on the northwest side of town.
Right, right. And you did make a big move.
We did, yes. Yeah. About over 10 years ago, yep.
Yeah. Was that 10 years ago?
A little more, yep.
Wow. That's great. So now talk about the involvement again of the Y and how you got involved actually with this program.
So the Y got involved, again, going back to the community transformation grant that we had received through the CDC. We were looking, again, at after-school physical activity in the area, providing catch to those schools that we serve for after-school, whether that was at Friendship House or Neighborhood House or in the Peoria 150 schools. So we wanted to provide that also at the Y. And so we were commissioned as a part of that grant to take on the after-school component of that. And so as a part of the Peoria County Health Department, we brought into this collaboration to make sure that that continuation is brought to the city of Peoria.
Okay. So in talking before the program, can you tell us what the Go, Woe, and Slow Foods are?
Sure. The Go, Woe, and Slow Foods are three easy ways for people to remember what is nutrition and what is not as healthy. So I really want to stress this is a really important point. It's not that these are bad foods and worse foods necessarily. This is an easy way for you to keep track of what is a healthier choice. So Go foods are those foods that are whole foods. That's what's least processed, least salted, least sugared, such as fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. The Woe foods are the most processed, high in fat, sugar, salt, such as cookies, chips, candy, would be your Woe foods. Now, your Slow foods, that's a little trickier. That is like foods such as ham or fruits and milks that have added sugar or added salts to them. So Go, Woe, and Slow is an easy way to remember what is healthy, what is a healthier choice. Now, again, the takeaway is that all foods can fit into a healthy diet. A healthy diet is made up of more Go foods than Slow foods and more Slow foods than Woe foods. It's about moderation, and eating equal Go foods can equal poor health. It's not as if, you know, if you have all Woe foods, that's not necessarily a good thing. If you eat all Go foods, that's not necessarily a good thing. So it's, again, about bringing that balance. That's correct.
Vita media.
Absolutely.
Okay. So how will the success of the collaborative project be measured?
Yeah, we're looking at – it's a formal pilot study research that we're doing with Bradley University, looking at levels of consumption. So we know accessibility to fresh produce helps, but we don't know whether it changes people's level of eating. So we'll be looking at actually providing data that will show how families are eating in response to some of these initiatives.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, in order to measure the success of the Catch programming, we're going to work with the students before the program starts to do a pretest of sorts to gauge their knowledge and healthy behaviors around nutrition and fitness. And then throughout the program and at the end of the summer or the school year, depending on the site, the students will be post-tested again to assess their change in knowledge and healthy behavior to see if we've made a difference. We'll also be working with administration at these sites to assess the program's impact on their students and staff. And long-term, really, to measure the long-term success of this, we'll be working with the Peoria City County Health Department and the school sites to assess students' BMI changes over the next 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Well, I wish you all great success on this. I think it's really neat that you're doing this. And I want to thank all of you for coming on air today And again, we have Dr. Kim Keenan, who is the co-founder and co-director of Gifts in the Moment Foundation, Susie Harrington, who is the grants coordinator at the Holt Center for Healthy Living, and Paul Larson, who is the senior program director for the Greater Peoria Family YMCA. And if you have any interest in this program or you want to know more on the Healthy People Initiative, you can contact Dr. Kim Keenan at Gifts in the Moment Foundation at 309-966-3790. Let me give you that number again. It's 966-3790. And I want to thank everybody who tuned in this week and for sharing your time with us. This is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine for the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, hosting Healthy You. Visit us online at the Healthy Cells Magazine website and the Healthy Cells Facebook page, or you can contact me directly at peoria.healthycells@hotmail.com. Be sure to listen to past podcasts and read Healthy Cells Magazine online at healthycellsmagazine.com, the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition. You can now sign up to have the Healthy Cells Magazine delivered to your email box every month. We look forward to being with you again next Saturday. Until then, God bless you and be in your best health now.
No matter whom you are or your age, you should help yourself to health.
Take a walk every day. Skip the fries and go for the apple. Drink plenty of water. Learn to dance. Turn off the TV. Hit those stairs, baby. Ride a bike. Choose non-fat milk. And let's just say it, salad. Whew! Takes more time to suggest healthy choices than it does to make them. So make a few today. Bye-bye, obesity.
Help yourself to health, no matter who you are. A message from your Peoria City County Health Department.